Wednesday Night Sports Fight.
Sensation of Wembley from Sunderland.
Extra. Welcome to the Wednesday Night Sports Fight Extra podcast. I am Matty and I am joined by
Josh
and Reese.
So today we're going to be talking about, of course, the Bucks action from yesterday. We'll be talking a bit about the netball, the badminton, and we're getting Josh's take on things. But before we start, I'm going to be talking... A few of my friends have asked, you know, what does Bucks actually stand for? So we'll just get this out of the way. It's British University College Sport. Is that... Am I correct in saying
yes.
that?
Yes. So something along those lines.
So now everyone knows. You can stop asking me. Bucks means that. So we're going to start with, of course, the classified check, and that is with Reese.
Yes, I'll just open these up. Right, we'll start off in alphabetical order, as we always do, into the badminton. It was a very disappointing result for Sunderland men's first, as they lost 6-2 to Durham men's seconds, effectively ending all hopes of the title in their league. Sunderland men's seconds had a much better day. They overcame Teesside men's seconds with a whitewash 8-0. Into the basketball, Teesside women's first won 53-23 to Sunderland women's first. Into the football, it was a ridiculous day in terms of the scores. Sunderland men's seconds away at York St John's men's seconds lost 7-2. Sunderland men's thirds away at Huddersfield men's seconds lost 9-1. And Sunderland men's fourths away at Leeds Art men's firsts lost 5-1. And, well, even when it was a positive result, Sunderland women's first beating Teesside women's firsts 7-0.
I predicted that, didn't I?
Did you?
Volleyball, it was 4-0 at half time. We said, oh, go on then, what's the scores?
Oh, yeah, I went for 9.
You're
yeah,
nine.
You beat me. Oh well. Well done to you, Josh. You win this week's prediction week.
50 quid we put on that.
Yeah, imagine. Do you think you could do that if you went to Ladbrokes and you'd be like, bet on the
university sport
and just like take a bloke with you from...
You wouldn't bet on Sunderland, would you?
Well, I don't know. If it was against Teesside, maybe.
Well, the women's first, you would.
Yeah. Anyway.
Other bookies are available, by the way.
Other, yes, okay. William Dale, Betfred, etc. Yes. Into the hockey, it was Leeds women 8-2, Sunderland women's first 2. Eight hockey teams. Eight women hockey teams. Like, I think it was the same for the rugby, was it? In Leeds,
yeah,
have like...
Yeah, someone commented on our status the other day saying that Leeds first are really good in that
there
spot.
Must be,
yeah.
There must be almost like to...
Premier League standard.
Professional calibre, yeah. Rugby union, as Josh put on this one, it was a big game for Sunderland. They needed to win, Sunderland women's first that was, and they didn't. They lost 48-33 to Sheffield Hallam's women's first, so another pretty big promotion dent in the hopes of a Sunderland side. Into the squash, it was Sunderland men's first 0, Northumbria men's thirds 3. In the tennis, Sunderland men's first won via a walkover over Hull men's firsts, and Durham men's fifths won 6-0 against Sunderland men's seconds. Whitewash there, not too good. And into the volleyball, Sunderland women's first 3, York women's seconds 2. And into the netball, Sunderland women's seconds won against Leeds Trinity women's thirds via a walkover. And as Matty and Josh went to see yesterday, the Sunderland women's first netball team overcame a dramatic victory over Northumbria women's fourths, winning by a score of 43-36. And that is the classified check.
Another disappointing week.
Very much so. I mean, there's more wins than usual this week, I would say. Well done in terms for the Sunderland women's first as well, who got back on track with a very good win over Teesside yesterday, because they had a bit of a slip up in form recently. But how about them football scores though? One round of fixtures, 7-2, 9-1, 5-1 and 7-0.
Well, I think they'll definitely be working on defending, won't they, this week?
A lot of stokering going on this week.
Demoralising them scores.
But yes.
How many goals is that conceded? What were they?
What, in total by Sunderland? Yeah. Oh, I don't want to do maths.
You've got to feel for the coach. You've got to wonder, like, what's going on? Training must
21,
be...
21.
Reese is doing the maths.
I think it's 21. 7 plus 9 plus 5.
To add up three numbers.
Yes, 21.
So, we'll go on to the netball. Obviously, I spoke a bit about it on air. Josh, what did you make of... We were both sat there watching. You've watched the netball a few times this season. I was impressed. And now going into the end of the season now, promotion is definitely on.
You
spoke to the coach, yeah.
The first quarter, they were good, Sunderland. I think it was like 14-6 or something like that, 14-5. And then the two middle quarters, I don't know what went wrong, but they were miles behind going in. I think it was 6 or 7 points behind. And the final quarter, it's just a completely different team. They didn't necessarily play bad in the middle, it was just like pure scoring, if that's the right word. Mm. Couldn't get the ball in. I told the coach at the end of the game that York had been beaten, which puts them on the same points as Sunderland in second, so they can still get promoted. They play each other on the last game. and they were ecstatic. They couldn't believe the Leeds had beaten them, who Sunderland beat a few weeks ago. But no, she's got every faith in them gaining promotion, beating York away.
I'm quite excited about that, actually. I think I might. Is it? It's not at City Space that they play.
It's an away game. Josh is going on the bus with them.
I'm quite fancying the away game.
I was going to say, I would have quite fancied going to City Space to watch that. We all could have gone and
just all three was leaving there.
Pitch invasion.
Pitch invasion and everything, and just get a podium. Just like pick the captain up and just like throw her around. Like what they do with the, you know, you see what was it? Yeah. Joey Barton. In the Queen's Park Rangers, when he came in, Tony Fernandez, he just kind of stuck his head between his legs and chucked him up in the air. Yeah, that might not.
They're impressive again, especially the final quarter, so I think they have every chance of getting promoted and beating York.
Yeah,
I think even a draw might send them up, I'm not too sure.
Draws are pretty rare in netball.
Like I was saying last night, I was really impressed with Abby Taylor.
She said it was one of the worst games.
We were both saying, I think it was in the first quarter, she was putting away every chance. And I was just like, oh, well, she's got to be a man of the match. But according to her, it wasn't one of them.
In the preview, I had written, because I went to the last game, I said that Deegan Smith, one to watch. She seemed to score every time.
Did she have a mare?
Yeah. Charlie scored.
Oh, dear.
I was going, are you sure it's the right one? I was like, yeah, I swear it to her. No, Abby Taylor was brilliant, I thought.
Yeah, well, best of luck to the netball side in their search of promotion. Obviously, there's not a lot of teams that are up there fighting for promotion and winning leagues and this, that and the other as far as the Sunderland University is concerned. I mean, you've got the men's rugby and the women's rugby are doing well, the women's football firsts, and the netball as well have been probably as a sport overall for Sunderland, have been the success story of the season. Obviously the women's football have been great, but the men's have let them down.
We still need to check on the futsal. We've been hearing rumours top point scorers, but I think they play on weekends, is it?
I think they play on Saturdays. I think they've already conceded this weekend. As I saw on the books website, because it had a score on it for Sunderland University for the 28th, which is in the future. They already decided that result was via a walkover, so clearly they just know they're not going to be able to make it or something. But yeah, I went to the badminton yesterday and saw the Sunderland men's seconds win their first game of the season against Teesside, who remain winless. And they won by 8-0, total whitewash. And I was just looking at the way they were playing, and I couldn't for the life of us understand how they'd gone the whole season without a win. And were you just saying that it was one of those things where the struggle to get teams out due to other commitments and this, that and the other? I mean, we were talking about this. Have you ever seen things like that this year with any teams that you've been to see and they've complained about
not getting a team out?
Yeah, well, no, obviously there's the obvious one of the golf, but I mean,
hint to the golf.
Well, the golf, obviously, there's been a few. I think the tennis a few times.
It's been the football for me. I mean, I was about 6 weeks in a row at the football, and every week the manager would just come up to me and say, oh, do we have to do this interview, because it just frustrates me the way the players aren't turning up for training, they aren't turning up for matches. I even did one of my radio assignments based on the fact that the men's team weren't getting a side out. But it's just in contrast to the women's team, who are doing so well under Gary Bennett. You know, what's the difference there? Why are the women turning up for training but the men aren't? It's just, we were talking about it last night, that there's something going on where people are choosing lectures over sport at the moment.
Yeah.
Not that we're saying that you should choose it, but you know, I'm sure there's some kind of a thing at the start of the season. But you know, that's the way people are going at the moment.
I mean, there's surely cases of, you know, if they've got workshops where there's more than one class that they can maybe get themselves into another class. But
well, the university would understand if you missed it representing the university.
Yeah, I'm sure if it was for a big final or something like that, or at the nationals or the varsity, they probably would allow it. But we're starting to run a bit out of time, so we'll have a little bit of a word on your club, Sunderland, Josh. Obviously, you were at the West Brom game. There's not a lot to talk about, but I will like to get your thoughts on Julian Lescott. Should he have been off?
Well, I thought he should have been off, me, obviously.
Mm. Different opinion
last
to me,
man.
But
yeah, you said the ball was over.
Overhit by Catamore.
That's the word. But nice, he's still last man. Graham with his new turn of pace that he seemed to have found. Now he was last man, I thought he had to go.
Quick question, new striker in the summer or no?
Yes.
Don't think they've got a choice.
I think you're wrong saying that Defoe's past it and that he's the only one.
Controversial.
That we need someone else, but I think he's only played 4 or 5 games and he scored
twice.
Yeah,
maybe. So deserves a bit more of a chance. I was a bit
better than the others.
So yeah, calling it a day on that one.
Well, I might have to. Limited to our 10 minutes. It's such a shame. We could talk forever about the glorious nature of Sunderland AFC. But yep, that is all we've got time for. So we'll be back again at the regular time of next Thursday afternoon with the next instalment of the Wednesday Night Sports Bite Extra.
Tune in.